Father, thank you. Adonai, thank you. Blessed be your name for your touch on someone's life here this morning. Thank you, because not one person will live here this morning. We worship you. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Please be seated. Welcome somebody to your left and right, and welcome them to the service. Hallelujah. Mighty, mighty God. I welcome everyone here this morning to this awesome presence of God. The Bible said in His presence is fullness of joy, at His right hand are pleasures forevermore. I pray this morning, Father, that you will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you, attentiveness to instruction. Let not one person live here the same. In Jesus' name. Above only, that is our place, and this is by the wisdom of God in the month of September. I am looking very quickly at wisdom from above. And that is the wisdom of God. Wisdom from above. Looking at the wisdom of God. Our objective this morning is to understand divine wisdom. What is divine wisdom? Wisdom from above, dash, the wisdom of God. Now, James chapter 3, verse 15, and also verse 17. This wisdom, talking about a particular kind of wisdom, descended not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The Lord bless His word in Jesus' name. Wisdom from above. The subject of wisdom is a very perplexing subject to most people, for most people. It's a subject that many struggle to understand. And understanding wisdom is very, very important for these three reasons, among others. Number one, the scripture said that wisdom is the principal thing. With all your getting, get understanding. Proverbs 4:17. Wisdom is the principal thing. 4:7. That means wisdom is the most fundamental necessity of life. Life is meaningful only with wisdom. It's the most fundamental necessity of life. Secondly, faith is excellent, but wisdom is most fundamental, we shall see shortly. Secondly, Bible makes it clear. No, you didn't write well what I said. Can you? So wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 17. So therefore get wisdom, and with all your getting, get understanding. Meaning of that is that wisdom is the most fundamental necessity of life. The most fundamental necessity for meaningful life. Number two, it makes it clear that wisdom is superior to weapons of war. Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 18. That wisdom is superior to weapons. Wisdom is better than weapons of war. But one sinner destroyed much good.
That is, wisdom will do for you what weapons won't do. A person can die carrying weapons without wisdom. I'm sure the soldiers and military people can say, can know that. A person can die holding weapons where he lacks wisdom. Wisdom is superior to weapons of war. That is, without wisdom, someone can be a cheap casualty in the battles of life. Thirdly, wisdom is key to above only existence. Proverbs 8:15 said, wisdom speaking said, he said, by me kings reign and princes decree justice. It's wisdom speaking. By me kings reign and princes decree justice. If you are going to reign, it is by wisdom. If you are going to dominate, it is by wisdom. If you are going to be dominated, it is by lack of wisdom. If you look through scripture, you see the examples of people who became principal persons by wisdom. The principal thing is responsible for the making of principal people. People who ruled and reigned. Example number one, Moses. In Deuteronomy 34 and in verse 9, the Bible said concerning Joshua, and Joshua the son of Nun was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands upon him. He was full of the spirit of wisdom, for Moses has laid his hands. So Moses had the wisdom that he could lay on Joshua. A man can only give what he has. He laid that wisdom upon Joshua. Moses was a wise man. He was able with the wisdom of God to rehearse the history of creation that happened hundreds of years before he was born by the wisdom of God. Moses. Number two example, Joseph. Joseph ruled in Egypt by wisdom. Genesis chapter 41 in verse 38 and in verse 39. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this? A man in whom the Spirit of God is. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house. So discreet and wise. Wisdom that could preserve food for 14 years. Without modern refrigeration techniques. Without any record of the food spoiling. That was Joseph in Egypt by the wisdom of God. There is somebody seated here who is about to ascend in wisdom that will cause the nation to hear of you. If you are the one, you would have shouted a louder, amen. If you are the one, you would have shouted a louder, say amen. I hope all of the sound is good because it looks like I'm a bit straining. That was Joseph. What about David? We talk about the wisdom of Solomon, but we never knew that David was a carrier of resident wisdom. In 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 14 and 15. 1 Samuel chapter 18 verse 14 and 15. And David behaved himself wisely in all his ways, and the Lord was with him. He behaved himself wisely, and the Lord was with him. And when Saul saw that he behaved himself very wisely, he was afraid of him. The wisdom of God is a commander of the presence of God. He behaved himself wisely, the Lord was with him. The wisdom of God makes you a terror. It makes your world to fear you. Saul feared him when he saw wisdom. There is something about you that will just make you dreaded. In 2 Samuel chapter 14 verse 20. 2 Samuel chapter 14 and in verse 20. To fetch about this form of speech, has thy servant Joab done this thing?
And my Lord, talking about David, is wise according to the wisdom of an angel of God.
To know all the things that are in the earth.
That is David they are talking about. And my Lord, and my Lord. Look at that again. Is wise according to the wisdom of an angel of God.
To know all the things that are in the earth. No wonder he wrote all the, he wrote the Psalms. He escaped the javelin of Saul.
Everything the devil stole from him, he recovered them by the wisdom of God.
We're going to see them shortly.
I see another David that is emerging out of here.
Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear a louder amen? Can I hear the loudest amen?
Say amen at the top of your voice.
The question is, what is wisdom? What is the wisdom of God, the wisdom from above?
Now, before we say what wisdom is, I want to say, talk about what people think wisdom is that may or may not be. One, some think that wisdom is common sense.
It's a department of wisdom. It's a low-level wisdom. But like God's servant, Papa Yedepo said, common sense will at best produce common results.
Second, some think that wisdom is smartness or fastness. Ah, the man is smart. The man is fast. No. There can be smartness or fastness that is still embedded in devilishness. Third, some think that wisdom is what I call the wittiness of age. Wittiness of age. You know how an old man looks? You know, in the village in those days, you see some old men dropping some proverbs. Oh, the man is a very wise man. But you see that wisdom is inside drunkenness. In fact, he may be dropping the proverbs from alcohol. This is a very wise man. He has a word. No, that's not wisdom. There are four classifications of wisdom in the scripture. And we read it just now. In James chapter 3 and in verse 15. He said, this wisdom descended not from above. So there is a wisdom from above. Earthly, sensual, devilish. So let's look at four classes. Number one is wisdom from above. This is called divine wisdom. It's a wisdom that we talked about that Moses operated, that Joseph operated, that David operated. Wisdom from above. The type that turned them into wonders in their generation. Number two, there is earthly wisdom or natural wisdom. Earthly. Which is common to all men. You can call this common sense. Earthly wisdom, which is normal. When people don't have this kind of normal earthly wisdom, either they are insane or they are mentally retarded. For example, somebody knows that if you are pressed to go to the toilet, you don't do it in the bedroom. Am I communicating? That is earthly and that's normal. When the child is hungry, he doesn't bring his hand. He opens his mouth. That is common. That is normal. That is earthly, natural wisdom. Then number three, there is sensual or intellectual wisdom. That is the wisdom of the senses. That is academic wisdom. That is the wisdom where you went to school to learn something. The medical doctor is wise in the medical field and so forth. And then number four, is devilish or occultic wisdom. Devilish, occultic, diabolic wisdom. That is the wisdom of magical arts. Where somebody was injected in the dream and it became an affliction in the day. I prayed for a man many, many years ago who talked about how his car started itself and started driving. Talking of almost 30 years ago. Went somewhere and engine scattered. He was under demonic manipulations. Manipulations. Devilish wisdom. The wisdom of the occult. But our focus is the first one, which is wisdom from above, the wisdom of God. We are not talking common sense. We are not talking intellectual wisdom. And God forbid, we are not talking diabolic wisdom. We are talking wisdom from above. Why is that so? Because whatever is from above is above all. John chapter 3 verse 31. John 3, 31. He said, he that cometh from above is above all. Anything that has its origin from above is above. We are talking about the wisdom that is superior to common sense. We are talking about the wisdom that is superior to intellectual wisdom. And we are talking about the wisdom that is higher than occultic wisdom. Devilish and witchcraft wisdom. We are talking about that wisdom. And somebody is stepping into that wisdom realm today. If you are the one, say loud amen. Can somebody say a louder amen? Can somebody who is stepping there shout a loud but say amen? If you are about to connect with the wisdom that is taking you higher, shout a loud but say amen. So what is the wisdom of God? What is wisdom from above? Number one, it's access to the mind and thought of God. Access to the mind. Access to the thought of God. In Isaiah chapter 55, verse 8 to verse 10, he said, would you help me and be a bit faster, media? For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts are your thoughts. The thoughts of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and in verse 16. He said, for who has known the mind of the Lord that we may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. The mind and the thought of God on particular issues is called the wisdom of God. On this issue, what is the mind of God? What is the thought of God? What is God thinking? It's called the wisdom of God. On my marital area, what is God thinking? When David was attacked by the Amalekites, in 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 8, he sought the wisdom of God. And David inquired at the Lord saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake and without fail recover all. Connecting to the mind of God, connecting to the thought of God on particular issues is called the wisdom of God. Failure to do that is walking in foolishness. It's walking in foolishness that may lead to disaster. That is number one. Can you see that it is possible to have faith and fail? Because you believe all things are possible, but you are working out a possibility that is not the mind of God. You are trying to embark on a possibility that God has no hand in. God wanted you to be a lawyer, and you wanted to be a doctor by all means. And you are walking out by faith, I must be. No. It's the mind and the thought of God. Number two, what is wisdom from God? It is two, insight into the ways and doings of God. The ways. Insight into the ways and doings of God. How does God do things? What is the way of God? What is the procedure of God on this issue? In Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 to 10, where we just read, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways." The ways. In Psalm 103 verse 7, he made known his ways unto Moses, the wise man we just talked about, and he made his acts known unto the children of Israel. So what is the way? What are the ways of God? What is God's way of doing a particular thing that is called wisdom? Somebody say a loud amen. Let me give you a practical example. According to the laid down ways or rules of God, when the ark of the covenant of the Lord is to be carried, it is to be carried by priests on their shoulders, Levites. That is God's prescription. Levites carry the ark. But one day, the ark was captured by the Philistines. And when Israel went to bring back the ark from the land of the Philistines, anybody knows what they did? They built brand new ox cart. That is cattle-driven cart. You have a picture on the screen. And they were driving the ark of the Lord and carrying it back to the land of Israel. God was angry. While they were moving, the ark stumbled. The cart stumbled. And there was a man by the name Uzzah who stretched his hand to hold the ark, and God smote him that he died because he was not permitted to touch the ark. And they moved the ark away to the house of Obed-Edom the Gittite. Why? There was an order. The glory of God was not meant to be carried by animals. It was meant to be borne by man. And then, ark was about to fall. No man can support God. Uzzah was trying to help God from falling, as it were. And God said, you made the first mistake, you are making the second mistake, you are a dead man. When David was talking about it, look at what he said. 1 Chronicles 15:13. If you look at from verse 12, it was referring to the ark. He said, "I said unto them, ye are the chief of the fathers of the Levites. Sanctify yourselves, both ye and your brethren, that you may bring up the ark of the God of Israel unto the place that I have prepared for it. For because you did it not at first, the Lord our God made a breach on us, for that we sought him not after the due order." There was an order, a due order, for Levites to carry the ark. That due order is the wisdom of God. That is what God has prescribed how it is to be done. If you do it any other way, you are outside the wisdom of God. And what you see is what you get. Am I communicating? For everything, there is a due order. Hallelujah. For example, you want to get married. God said, don't sleep with each other first. Marriage is honorable in all, the bed undefiled. You don't put the cart before the horse. Alright? And once you follow that due order, you step into a dignity of a home. He says, so there is a process, a procedure. When you understand this procedure and follow it, you are confirmed a wise person. That is on all matters of life. How would God want it done? How will God do it? That is called wisdom. There are many people today who are victims, not of the devil, but victims of lack of wisdom. Doing their own things the way they want it, not the way God wants it. And they are wondering why things are not working the way they should. But somebody is getting freedom today. Say loud amen. Insight into the ways and doings of God is called wisdom. Number three is access to divine inspiration and ideas. Access to divine inspiration and ideas. I call it mental fertilization. With divine inspiration and ideas. In Job chapter 32 and in verse 18. Job 32 and in verse 8. Job said, for I'm full of matter, the spirit within me constraineth me. Now look at verse 8. He said, but there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. And then 1 Kings chapter 4 and in verse 32. 1 Kings 4, 32. He said, and he spake 3,000 proverbs, and his songs were 1,005. That was a man following the frequency of divine inspiration, mental fertilization, waves of heavenly ideas. That was the kind of inspiration that made Jacob big. After Laban cheated him for a while, ideas flashed in his mind on how he can begin to multiply the animals. You saw that in Genesis 30. Verse 37. Genesis 30 and in verse 37. And Jacob took him rods of green poplar and of the hazel and chestnut tree and peeled white streaks in them and made the white appear which was in the rods. And he set the rods which he had peeled before the flocks in the gutters in the watering troughs when the flocks came to drink that they should conceive when they came to drink. And you know the rest of the story. And the animals were multiplied. That is divine inspiration that frustrates perspiration. Your sweating is handled by his ideas. Is God speaking to somebody here at all? I want somebody here to be supernaturally alert this month. Because ideas, inspiration, that will make you a wonder to yourself is going to be released on this altar. When men say they are cast down, you shall say there is a lifting up. You know, you heard the young man in our church here who produced electricity from salt and water. The water lamp. Right? That is wavelength of divinism. I'll come to that in the second service. He's looking at other things right now as we speak. You know, 99% of inventions in the Christian world, in the world, came out of the Christian minds. Out of the Christian minds. I'd like you to get set. God can never be stranded, no matter the economy. And the people of God can never be stranded. All you need is one light. All you need is one revelation, one inspiration, one idea that would not just sort you out, but sort a generation out.
And I speak to somebody here today, in this month of divine wisdom, in this month of divine wisdom, divine ideas shall land on you. Inspiration shall land on you. That shall change the whole of your story. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. If you believe that, shout the loudest, amen. Number four. What is the wisdom from above? It is supernatural answers or solutions to challenging questions or problems of life. Supernatural answers or solutions to challenging questions or problems of life. It's called the wisdom of God. Supernatural answers, supernatural solutions to challenging questions, problems of life. Whether it is personal problem or generational, this is a challenging matter. This is a challenging problem. What is the answer? It is located in the wisdom of God. You know, the wisdom of God unravels things. And I'll talk about that in the next service. In Genesis 41, you saw how Pharaoh dreamt a dream. That dream was a prediction of a national problem that was coming. How 7 years of plenty will be swallowed up by 7 years of famine. And in Genesis 41, 33 to 36, God gave a man the wisdom. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man. Joseph was given a prescription, discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Egypt. I'm reading all the way to verse 36. Let Pharaoh do this, and let him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Egypt in the 7 plenteous years. And let them gather all the food of those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them keep food in the cities. And that food shall be for store, and that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine. We shall be in the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. Go all the way to verse 38, 39. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such a one as this? A man in whom is the spirit of God is. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God has showed you all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou. That was a national problem solved by the wisdom of God. It was a high frequency operation that prescribed solution on the spot. Joseph did not need to go and pray and come. He was standing in front of Pharaoh. Pharaoh told him the dream. He told Pharaoh the interpretation. Standing right there, he gave Pharaoh the solution. What high frequency mentality. And the answer was accurate. And the solution was a bang. Place your right hand on your head. Say, Father, I receive high frequency mentality, supernatural mentality to receive answers and solutions to my problems and the issues of my generation at the frequency of light. I receive now. Something is happening. Very, very soon, will you receive this prophecy? States, the nation, and nations will look for somebody here. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Help that man there. The way the nation of Egypt looked for Joseph, nations will look for somebody here. They will send to you from the states, send to you from neighboring states, sent to you from distant states. You believe that? Shout the loudest. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get ready for it. That is the wisdom of God. Supernatural answers
or solutions to challenging questions or problems of life.
John chapter 6 verse 6, there was a crowd of people to be fed. And Jesus asked them, where will we get bread to feed these people? The Bible said this, he said, to prove him. For himself knew what he will do. It was a problem on ground. People had been with him and he wanted to feed them. Not enough bread to buy. But he knew what to do.
Knowing what to do. And doing what you know in the face of problems is called wisdom.
Hallelujah. 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 Is there anybody who received something thus far? Finally, number five. We have five for this service and five for next service. Finally, what is the wisdom from above is number five. Applied light. Insight or revelation of the word. Applied light. Applied insight. Applied revelation from the word. You got revelations of the word. Applying it is called wisdom. Matthew chapter 7 and in verse 24. The Bible said, therefore, whosoever heareth the sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. Anybody who hears what I said and is doing them is like a wise man that built his house on the rock. Insight alone is not wisdom. Oh, I got a very powerful revelation from the word. That's not wisdom. Light alone is not wisdom. It is the application of light, the application of insight, that is what constitutes wisdom and guarantees result. Somebody say amen. Somebody say amen. Somebody say louder amen. I'm sure you know that it is possible to have the light and not walk in the light. Have you ever come across any passage that be careful of a whorish woman by means of a whorish woman? A man is brought to a piece of bread. Who said it? Solomon. How many concubines marry? +300 Solomon came to the point where after building the temple, he was building shrines. For every one of the foreign wives, he built a shrine. Haba! How you combine light and darkness like this? That's our uncle talking there. By means of a whorish woman, a man is brought to a piece of bread, and the adulteress will hunt for the precious life, and you gathered 1,000. So it is not just light, it's not just insight. Is that gives you knowledge. Now you look at Luke chapter 5. And in verse 4 to verse 5, Jesus told Peter, launch your net into the deep for a draught. He said, now when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your net for a draught. And Simon answering said unto him, Master, we have toiled all the night and we have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he had this done, not when he had this known, not when he had it known, when he had it done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their nets break. Somebody say amen. A loud amen. So we don't know a wise man by what they say. We don't even know a wise man by what they know. We know a wise man by what they do. Can I ask you a question? How many of us here know that speaking negatively is not good? Death and life is in the power of the tongue. How many of us know that? You know for sure that speaking negatively is not good. How many of us know that? How many of us walk practically in it? Not many. Say, how are you doing? This is the situation of this country today. Who can survive? Anybody who says he's surviving is lying. Are you following what I'm saying? He has heard in the church, inside him, he knows that to talk negative is not correct, but it's not, he can't walk in the practicality of it. For over 20 something, 30 something in my house, you can't say food finished. That is consciously done. Things can need replacement. The soap needs replacement. The toiletry things need replacement. But not that day. We don't want to finish it with our mouth. I mean, so conscious. I was in, many years ago, in the lift in the Hilton. Somebody is about to enter the lift. He said, excuse me, is this lift going down? I said, no. But if you are going to the reception, you can follow us. Are you going down? Do you want to go down? Down is different from reception. Archbishop Idahosa, in his own wedding, somebody met him in the lift. He said, is this lift going down? He said, no, I am going up this way. Hallelujah. So this is what practical wisdom of God is. A man that should have friends who make himself friendly. You can't be hostile and have friends. So you take the things and you say, okay, how do I apply this to my life? What this scripture is saying now, how do I walk in it practically? That is called wisdom. A merry heart doeth good like medicine. You are sad all the time and you want to be well. And you say they should pray for you. They have prayed all the prayer, yet the devil is still visiting in the night. Do you understand what I'm saying? Applied light. Applied insight. Applied revelation. That is wisdom. In conclusion, beloved, in the Pentecostal world today, faith is highly celebrated. And it is very important. But let me tell you, without wisdom, the Christian adventure can be miserable. Without wisdom, it may look like you are lying against God. Without wisdom. Without accessing the mind of God on issues. There are many people who went on journeys that God did not ask them to go. Relocated all the way from a whole country to another country. Out of opportunity. Oh, they say there is, Canada permanent residency. There is so and so and so and so and so. When have we started being led by opportunities? The Bible didn't say as many as are led by open doors are the children of God. And not every open door is a door opened by God. Some are traps to take you out of your destiny. So a lot of lives are so miserable because they walk by random motion. They do things that by chance, by all manner. Life, the Christian life and journey, can be very miserable without
the wisdom of God. Beloved, whatever you do, it is, we have emphasized on faith enough. Well, we have emphasized on faith for a long time. In addition, let's begin to emphasize on wisdom. Accessing the mind of God, the ways of God, accessing supernatural ideas and inspiration, and not just doing things because they look good, or doing things because many are doing it, or doing things because they are convenient. It may be convenient, but it is, if it is not commanded, God will not be committed. It may be convenient, but if it is not commanded, God cannot be committed. I see a change of story for somebody. Now, what is the way of wisdom? I'm going to do this quickly, and we have the whole month to deal on this matter. Just ensure you are in all the services as much as you can. Number one is the fear of the Lord. Job 28 and in verse 28. Job 28, 28. The fear of the Lord. And unto man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to depart from evil is understanding. The fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. Psalm 111. Verse 10. 111 verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You want to walk the way of wisdom, you must walk the way of the fear of the Lord. What is the fear of the Lord? Proverbs chapter 8 verse 13. The fear of the Lord is to depart, is to hate evil. To hate evil. You can't be a liar and get wisdom from God. You can't be a dupe, a fraudster, and get wisdom from God. You can't be a wife beater and be expecting God to give you wisdom. You can't be hooked on to pornography and be looking for wisdom from God. The fear of the Lord opens you up to the wavelength of inspiration, the frequency of direction, of guidance. The fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord. Number two is the heart of humility. The heart of humility. In 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 7 and in verse 9, Solomon was asking, and now he said, oh Lord my God, thou hast made thy servant king instead of David my father, and I am a little child. What a humility. I am a little child. I don't know how to go out. I don't know how to come in. Verse 9, I know not how to go out. Give therefore thy servant an understanding and wisdom to judge your people, that I may discern between good and bad. For who is able to judge this thy so great a people? And the same, please the Lord. I am a baby. I am a child. Lord, I remain your baby, for I was formed in your hands. No one knows me like you do. No one knows what I've been through. No one knows the way I feel. No one knows where I have been. That is why you touch my life in ways that, Lord, I remain your baby. The assumption of ignorance is the foundation for insight. That is, you assume. That is, you assume the position of I don't know. And then you will be made to know. When God asked Ezekiel, can these bones live? Ezekiel said, Lord, thou knowest. If it is some of us say yes, it depends on what you want, sir.
Yes. Yes, depends. Are you not God? Anything is possible with you.
He said, Lord, thou knowest. Let me say this. Anything you claim to know that has not produced results, you don't know it yet. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. So there must be results from insight.
Either you don't know it yet, or there is something you need to do about it that you haven't done. No wonder he said in Hosea chapter 6 verse 3, then shall we know if we follow on to know. So you keep on pressing until what you claim to know translates into results. Somebody came to me one time. I told the story before. Can you tell me the secret of church growth? The same person that discouraged us when we came to town. I told you the story before. When we're about to come to the hotel, Abuja town is saturated. There are many churches. There are this, there is that. No need, this and that. Until somebody told him, is he talking to you? After we came under 1-2 years and church has exploded, he came and he said, praise the Lord. Thank God for how God is helping you. Can you let me know what is the secret of church growth? I know somebody needs to pray very well. You need to study the Bible very well. You need to do this. He started answering the question himself asked. So I told him, I said, you already know all everything. You know it. Lord, please help him with what he knows. In Jesus' name. I didn't say one word to him. I can't tell you because he won't value. The Bible says don't cast holy things. Don't throw your pearl. I won't say the balance, even though it is in scripture. Do you understand what I'm talking about? That was how that guy left without receiving one answer. Because he came with the mentality of, I know. Papa Yedepo said, he had read the book of Kenneth Copeland and Gloria Copeland on financial supplies almost 3 times. He didn't understand it. He went, it was the 3rd time he locked himself up, that light came. Anything you claim to know that has not translated into proofs, try and know it again. Stand up on your feet. Hallelujah. Take your seat. Because I'm suspecting some people. Are you angry? Are you excited with what you heard? Are you seeing change ahead of you? Let me tell you, without any shadow of a doubt, this month, the heaven must open over your life. Everyone who has been spiritually deaf and down and dumb and blind, your eyes are opening. Your ears are opening. Your understanding is opening. If you are saying amen, shout the loudest amen. Stand up on your feet everywhere you are. Lift up your hands. Go on ahead and lift your hands and appreciate God for what you have received. Appreciate the King of Kings. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Appreciate Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Honor Him. Adore Him. Magnify Him. Father, we worship You. Father, we honor You. Father, we magnify You. Lift your hands. Lift your voice. Would you lift your hands and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
Say it louder. Say, Father.
Father.
Thank You.
Thank You.
For Your goodness.
For Your goodness.
And Your mercies.
And Your mercies.
For my life.
For my life.
Thank You.
Thank You.
For the release.
For the release.
Of Your word.
Of Your word.
On my life.
On my life.
Today.
Today.
I receive. Fresh grace.
Fresh grace.
Fresh help.
Help.
Fresh mercy.
Fresh mercy.
As I connect.
To the frequency.
To the frequency. Of Your wisdom.
Of Your wisdom.
Oh Lord.
Oh Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Go on ahead. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name. 1 Corinthians. How many of us know that if this wisdom matter is understood well, there are many steps you took you wouldn't have taken. Many moves you made you wouldn't have made. Many directions you wouldn't have followed. God, only one, just one word from God.
Shall I pursue, overtake? Oh no, don't move in this direction.
On the same matter, God gave David two different instructions.
In 2 Samuel chapter 5,
when they saw that David was anointed, the Philistines came for him. Are you following me? And David answered, asked God, Lord, should I go over this troop? Will you give them into my hand?
God said, yes, go.
He beat them. They went back to their country. After a short time, they returned back again. You can give me that scripture. Think 2 Samuel 5:17, thereabout. And he said again, Lord, should I go after this trip? You know what God said? You should not go like the last time. The same enemy, the same kind of circumstance, don't go like the last time. Our problem is we use a lot of experience. We think that because it happened like this last time, it will happen like that this time. Or because it happened for somebody, it will happen. Say, shall I go up to the Philistine? Will you deliver it into my hand? And the Lord said unto David, go up, for I will doubtless deliver the Philistines into your hands. That's the first one. Move to the second one. And he whipped them. When they came again, you know what God said? You will not go like last time. But in this case, wait. When you hear footsteps on the sound on the top of the trees, it means I have gone ahead of you. I am the one walking on the tree. Hey! And come upon them over against the mulberry trees. And let it be when thou hearest the sound of going in the tops of the mulberry trees, then you shall bestir yourself, for then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the Philistines. The first time, move. The second time, wait. Most times we move when we should be waiting. So we have challenge. When you hear the sound of walking steps, how can you hear walking step on top, on tree top? But that is where you, yes, that is where you will know that I have gone ahead. Ay, ay, ay. You will not miss it another time. You will not miss it another time. So we are going to pray. Oh no, our time is gone, but on mulberry tree, not mango tree, not orange tree. First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 and 10. He said, for as it is written, eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God has revealed them unto us by his spirit, for the spirit searcheth all things. Yea, the deep things of God. So the spirit of God is a revelator, is a revealer of light, of insight, of direction. Pray for 5 minutes in the spirit and let's connect to the frequency of inspiration, the frequency of revelation. Are you ready? Lift your hands and say after me, say, Father.
Father.
I connect
to the frequency
of inspiration
the frequency
of revelation
by your spirit
I connect it
now.
Open your mouth and pray. La
Pray.
Precious name. Lift up your hands everywhere you are. Father, thank you for this release on the light of inspiration.
raised by your voice, lay your hands. Lift your voice, lay your hands. Please lay your hands. Please lay your hands. Oh Lord. Oh Lord, I need your. Please lay your hands. Oh Lord.
Lift up your two hands everywhere you are. When I say the name of Jesus, I see the release of wisdom, release of direction. I see the release of divine ideas. Lift your hands high. When I say in the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3, you scream and receive a blessing under your head and pray in the Spirit. Father, let it flow. Let fresh inspiration, fresh direction, fresh guidance, let it flow. In the name of Jesus, 1, 2, and 3,
I receive.
Pray, receive. Lift your hands high. Father, we give you the praise. Father, we give you the honor. Father, we give you the adoration. Thank you for a day like this. Thank you for touching somebody. Thank you for liberating somebody. Thank you for delivering somebody. Somebody with an arrow on the chest. That arrow has returned back to hell. Somebody with a jaw condition that has just been healed. And the Lord gave somebody the witness just now of a particular direction you are trusting Him for. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise.